Hey, everybody. Today in the Charlie Kirk Show, a shocking report from Bloomberg.com. And also, the president of Harvard has resigned. How should we think about that? Email us, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Get involved with Turning Point USA. Our year-end special is continuing. It was really popular, and so we're just extending it a little bit longer. If you want to get a copy of my book, The College Scam, give a gift of any amount at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. So check it up and give what you can to get your copy of The College Scam. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, and subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast app and type in Charlie Kirk Show. That is Charlie Kirk Show. And become a member today at charliekirk.com and click on the members tab to listen to all of our episodes, advertiser free, charliekirk.com, and click on the members tab. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Noble Gold Investments is the official gold sponsor of the Charlie Kirk Show, a company that specializes in gold IRAs and physical delivery of precious metals. Learn how you could protect your wealth with Noble Gold Investments at NobleGoldInvestments.com. That is NobleGoldInvestments.com. It's where I buy all of my gold. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. "2024 is going to be quite a year. And so here we go. One of the big problems facing our country is the death of meritocracy. Meritocracy is one of the things that has made America the greatest nation ever to exist in the history of the world. You want to get ahead, work hard. You want to advance, have a good idea. If you don't have a high IQ, you could still wake up early and do the right things, put in the work, and you can advance. Almost everything that the left stands for is anti-meritocracy. It's anti-empowerment. It's anti-your agency. It's anti-free will. They want to keep you down, and they want to give away special tokens and special points based on things that do not matter. You could divide the left and what we call the conservative movement very simply. We want to build a country based on things that you can change. They want to build a country based on things you cannot change, like the melanin content in somebody's skin, or who your dad was, or who your mom was. They're trying to reconfigure society. At times, it feels into an apartheid state where you have black-only dormitories and you have anti-white curriculum and you give out monoclonal antibodies based on the color of people's skin. Now, in recent weeks, we have seen a pressure campaign against Harvard. And, of course, we saw one against Penn. Now, mind you, it started with Penn, and this was really triggered by the lackluster and terrible responses by the university presidents when it came to the question by Congresswoman Stefanik, if somebody calls for genocide, is that against the Ivy League standard operating procedure? Would that be hate speech? And they give some lawyerly answer. Well, it depends on context. And Elise Stefanik says, hello, are you listening? You know, easiest answer ever, I'd say, is yes, genocide not acceptable at Penn. Next question. So the Penn president, out. Now, she's still on faculty, and that's important to remember. And then the focus went to Miss Gay, Claudine Gay, the former president of Harvard. And just in the last couple of days, she has resigned. Now, the pressure campaign was alumni, outsiders such as Bill Ackman. They said she's got to go. And not just because of her ridiculous statement or lack thereof on anti-Semitism, but also Claudine Gay is so obviously an affirmative action selection to be the head of Harvard. Now, if you understand ruling class culture and ruling class society, there's a collection of non-government organizations that support and direct ruling class society. Aspen Institute, the Council for Foreign Relations, a lot of the tech companies, Goldman Sachs, New York Times. In fact, some people would argue that Harvard plus New York Times has more power than almost any combination of extra governmental organizations in the country. Harvard plus New York Times. Harvard is where people go. And even if you're not an alumni of Harvard, you could give hundreds of millions of dollars and win credibility and favor and connection to where, remember, Mr. Jeffrey Epstein gave money to Harvard. Many people have donated to Harvard. They've generously tried to, quote unquote, give back. But we know what it is. It's a pay-for-play operation to try to make yourself part of the inner circle. Harvard is the top of elite opinion. Now, that is changing. People think not as positively about Harvard. They don't look at Harvard as this shining city on a hill that we aim for. In fact, favorability of Harvard has gone down. But let's talk about Claudine Gay. She's done. She has officially resigned as president of Harvard. Harvard's affirmative action president, Claudine Gay, she has stepped down after another set of plagiarism allegations. Now, mind you, she's still on faculty. She's still on the faculty because they can't possibly fire her. She's a protected class. She's a black female. She's one of the high priestesses of ruling class woke society. She's still going to be paid $900,000 a year. If she wants, she could go be another race hustler like Joy Reid on MSNBC. Now, she's gone because she got caught committing about 40 different examples of plagiarism. She stole sentences without attribution. She even plagiarized acknowledgement pages when she copied from papers that used British spellings she didn't fix. Her lawyers tried to claim the examples were invented by ChatGPT, which is a total lie. Now, let's be honest. Plagiarism may have been what got Gay pushed out, but it wasn't plagiarism that made her deserve to be pushed out. She deserved to be fired because she never belonged as Harvard's president in the first place. If you look at Claudine Gay's academic career, it's a joke. All she writes about is race. That's it. In fact, I spent about 30 minutes looking through what is her academic body of work. And you contrast that, by the way, with Larry Summers, previous president of Harvard. My politics are not exactly the same of his. Very, very well published. Extremely bright. Tons of papers. Understands economics very well. Hard to say he's not exactly someone that deserves to be in charge of a university. Claudine Gay, I want to read some of these, her body of work. What does her body of work consist of? The effect of minority districts and minority representation on political participation in California. The effect of black congressional representation on political participation. The impact of gender and race on politics and black women. So basically, her entire academic career could be summarized as white man bad, give black people stuff. Great, Claudine Gay, that's a big breakthrough. 2006, seeing difference, the effect on economic disparity on black attitudes towards Latinos. 2007, legislating without constraints, the effect of minority districting on legislatures' responsiveness to constituency preferences. She is an example that there is an entire industry of anti-white, black race pandering in higher education. There's an entire infrastructure. There is a deep state of Harvard that exists where all they publish is this garbage. And you read it, it's not profound, it's not deep, it's the same thing. It could be summarized as, I believe racism is to blame for all of our problems. And remember, the Soviets had commissars, the Maoists had the Red Guard, the French Revolution had Jacobins. All were tasked with enforcing party orthodoxy and punishing anyone who stepped out of line. DEI bureaucrats are America's commissars of wokeness. Now, you can pump out lame papers like this, half plagiarized, and rise to the top of the most famous university in the world. How is that possible? Because it's not about meritocracy. It's not about research. It's not about brilliance. It's not about having a high IQ. It's not about working hard. It's, do you fit a specific criteria that makes us feel good? And Claudine Gay was an example of that. Now, it'd be one thing if Claudine Gay had this incredible body of work of peer-reviewed studies and decades of research. She wrote a little over 10 articles, is what it looks like, 10 research papers. Didn't even publish a book. Now, if you were picking Harvard's president fairly, Claudine Gay would be in the bottom 10% in terms of qualifications. Black women are the high priestesses of diversity, equity, and inclusion. And it just so happens that her fumbled answer when it came to genocide of Jews at the congressional hearing was a cause set in motion for her resignation. But it's deeper than that. And there's several examples of people like Claudine Gay that are obviously affirmative action selections at the top levels of our society, whether it be Michelle Obama, Ketanji Brown Jackson, Karine Jean-Pierre, Nicole Hannah-Jones. They tend to ascend the top levels, not because of any work they've done, not because of anything brilliant that they have published, but because they look a certain way. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. If you're looking for a reliable and clear way to have voice and text communication to any number from anywhere in the world, you need a satellite phone, and no one does it better than the Satellite Phone Store. So go to sat123.com. Check out sat123.com. There's no tracking. No one can listen in on your calls, and it's the most secure way to communicate is from satellite phone to satellite phone. Even the U.S. military uses satellite phones, and you'll never get an advancement from any companies because everything you do with a satellite phone will be 100% private. In the USA this year, only 5% of the island in Maui burned, but 95% of the island lost its power and cell service. Even the 911 emergency service was down because they had no access to satellite communication backup. Be ready. Prepare your family with power and communication. Go to sat123.com. Get a free sat phone for free on a 15-month agreement and a $1,200 value. Safety and security are just a click away. sat123.com. That's sat123.com. So there's a collection of these people. And some people might say, oh, Charlie, why does it matter? The president of Harvard is a moron and not very bright like Claudine Gay and is obviously there because she was a selection based on her race, not her integrity, not her intelligence. You have a Supreme Court justice that was selected based on the same criteria. And also, did you get passed over for a job recently? According to this story, major U.S. companies, according to Fox 11 Online, National Desk, major U.S. companies gave 94% of new jobs to people of color in 2021. White people are actively being discriminated against, according to this story. This is according to Bloomberg. I'm sorry, the Bloomberg.com. Corporate America promised to hire a lot more people of color. It actually did. The year after Black Lives Matter protests, the S&P 100 added more than 300,000 jobs. 94% of them went to people of color. Are you watching this and you're white and unemployed? Feel as if that you got passed over for a job that you were obviously qualified for? Well, now Bloomberg.com says that the new jobs, 94% of them go against white people. So white people are about 55 to 58% of the population, right, Blake? More or less? Let's just round down 50%. Let's just say it's 50% of the job applicants are white. And 94% of all the new jobs go to non-white people? So, Blake, can you just run the numbers? What is that rate of discrimination then? So if 6% of the jobs only go and half of the applicants are 50%, what does that tell you exactly? And do you really think that the 94% that went to the people of color are the most qualified? Do you think that is meritocracy? And by the way, this is so condescending to well-qualified blacks. We have Carol Swain coming up in this program, who's brilliant. We want the best people in every single job. This is a bombshell story. 94% of all new jobs in the S&P 100 went to people that were not white. This is not natural. This is not a meritocracy. This is forced apartheid-style anti-white hiring practices, top-down. And it starts with Harvard. It's infected the Supreme Court. It's infected our major companies. And you have a moron on the Supreme Court, Ketanji Brown Jackson, who's not a smart person, who's on the Supreme Court because of these insidious hiring practices and cultural norms. Play cut 16.
Can you provide a definition for the word woman?
Can I provide a definition?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah.
I can't.
You can't?
Not in this context.
So
I'm not a biologist.
The meaning of the word woman is so unclear and controversial that you can't give me a definition?
That's your Supreme Court justice. Ketanji Brown Jackson. She was, by the way, it's not some speculation. You know, some people say, oh, Charlie, you know, you're, it's racist to say that. Joe Biden said he selected her only because of her race and her gender. It's the only reason. The year after Black Lives Matter protests, the S&P 100 added more than 300,000 jobs. 94% went to people of color. At many universities, you have to clear the diversity screen before they'll even look at your resume. So for those of you that have white kids or grandkids that are in the job market, and you might say, why is it that it's hard for them to find jobs? Why are they being passed over? Well, it's because it says right here, corporate America. This is an unbelievable, this is probably one of the most amazing stories I have seen in quite some time. 94%. It's revenge driven, by the way. It's anti-white. They hate white people. They have for quite some time. And then you get morons. And I mean, you look at Michelle Obama's, her thesis at Princeton, which Christopher Hitchens said is barely readable. He said, you try to read this thing, it's just complete psychobabble. You got Joy Reid. I mean, you watch Joy Reid for 5 minutes on MSNBC, not exactly a bright person. You got Karine Jean-Pierre, the dumbest press secretary in American government history. It's not even close. I mean, honestly, Jen Psaki, way better than Karine Jean-Pierre. No doubt. Jen Psaki was bad. She was way more talented. And Karine Jean-Pierre, she's got such an attitude. Where is this headed exactly? South Africa is where it's headed. No joke. Legit corporate apartheid. There is no, I want to know the counter argument. What is the counter argument? You think it's okay that out of 300,000 new hires, 94% of them went to people who were not white? We have been trying to warn that there's a war on white people. And Bloomberg is bragging about it. Hey, everybody, we have a crisis in American education, and as a result, a national crisis. For decades, young people haven't been properly taught about our American heritage and what my friends at Hillsdale call civic education. The result? Too many young Americans are rejecting the principles of liberty. Americans between 18 and 30 years old are those most likely to reject patriotism, look on our founding fathers as villains, and support the removal of historical statues, including statues of George Washington. As a society, we have neglected this problem for far too long, but Hillsdale College hasn't. Hillsdale has been leading the way in promoting civic education. And this year, Hillsdale is producing 60-second radio spots called Constitution Minutes, short, clear lessons on the principles of liberty, and I will feature them on my show. If you want to hear a Constitution Minute or share it with a young person you know, visit charlieforhillsdale.com. And while you're there, reserve a free pocket copy of the Constitution, courtesy of Hillsdale College. That's charlieforhillsdale.com for your Constitution Minute and free pocket Constitution, charlieforhillsdale.com. It's a huge story, everybody. And by the way, this story broke while we were on air, the 94%. Just think about this. How many of you have grandkids? They went to high school, they got good grades. They went to college, they got good grades. And they're wondering why they're not moving up the corporate ladder. And they're white, and they're applying for jobs. So at S&P 100 companies, the blue chip, they hired 300,000 people, and 94% of them went to people of color. Now, that goes to show that these companies are putting abstract ideology over profitability. That also goes to show they're so afraid of being called racist, they are willing to jeopardize the future of their company and their bottom line just so that they would not be called racist. It is worse in modern America to be called racist than to go through bankruptcy. It is worse to be called the racist. It is the worst thing. It's worse than, it is worse to be called a racist than a rapist. It is. People look more negatively upon someone who's called a racist than someone that might be accused of rape. Not even a question. And, but we shouldn't be surprised. Look at IBM. IBM has the 10 commandments of wokeism or anti-racism. These people have ruined our cities, and rather than doing what is necessary, which is arresting black criminals, which is understanding that blacks are 13% of the population and they commit 55% of the murders, having police on the streets, we've allowed our beautiful cities to just be captured by the cult of anti-racism. Chicago used to have nice parks, nice transport, nice schools, gone. New York had an incredible revival under Giuliani and Bloomberg. And Bloomberg, by the way, who was actually a pretty good mayor because he did not care when he was called a racist. He said, no, we're going to have more cops. I don't care. He was very, very socially liberal, pro-abortion, gay marriage, whatever, but he wanted clean streets. And Bloomberg was a great mayor compared to that insane person who was there before and Eric Adams, who's terrible right now. And you have these hiring managers at Citibank, at Salesforce, at Google. They don't want to lose their job. What Bloomberg.com is bragging about is the active corporate discrimination. Because, you know, some people say, oh, who cares if colleges, you know, prioritize blacks over whites? Now you're seeing it in corporate America, not just a little bit. 94%, can you blit new jobs? So you're hiring 300,000 new jobs. And it's coming down from the top. Boards. The California law requires diversity on boards. ESG. All of this fun, all of this is tied in to a campaign to destroy Western competitiveness, destroy meritocracy as we know it. And boy, it's working. And we're not allowed to mention it because people are so afraid of being called a racist. They're so afraid of it. They're terrified. And it is apartheid. How could you hire 94% of all your jobs go to non-white people? That effectively means that, I'm doing the math off the top of my head, Blake, 40%, more than that, yeah, 40% of all applicants are just kind of getting ignored, and that only 6% of the applicant pool is white that gets hired? Does that sound right? Does that sound fair? It's never been about fairness. It's about revenge. And when you read their literature, when you spend time around them, you realize the following. That's why 1619 Project Nicole Hannah Jones is so important. She's not bright, but she's effective because she was onto something, which is if you can get people to blame the white man for all the problems dating back 500 years, then you would be able to justify anti-white revenge hiring practices in corporate America. They have a colossal amount of resentment towards white people in historically white countries. And they're using this program to dilute the strength of America. It is a Marxist globalist tactic. If you are an elite white student and you don't check any of the criteria, you're not lesbian, you're not gay, you're not trans, how will you advance? In fact, you're punished. You have a 6% chance of getting a job, is what they're saying. 6%. But if you are black, lesbian, not very bright, you got a degree from wherever, Salesforce has a job for you. This is obviously orchestrated. And another example is the Star Wars series. They handed it all off to this feminist director who said that her goal was to, quote, make men uncomfortable. And that's the stunning and shocking thing that, quite honestly, some libertarians have gotten so wrong. And some, I argue with this sometimes with the, you know, the smart guys on CNBC. I had this argument the other day. And they said, oh, and you know, the bottom line always wins. They said, the only money you see in court, the only color you see in corporate America is green. I said, why do you believe that? If that was true, if you only saw green and not black or white in corporate America, why are 94% of your new hires not white? Why wouldn't they say that, hey, we did colorblind hiring and we decided to hire based on meritocracy? Do you think for a second, let's look at this differently. Let's look at this differently. If you did colorblind merit-based hiring, do you think 94% of the hires would go to non-white people? Do you think that if you did hiring based on qualification, you would have 94% be non-white? Here's the new director of Star Wars. So they hand over this $67 billion enterprise to this new feminist director, play cut 21.
What is the balance of activating a force for change, but also trying to permeate that patriarchy, that power structure?
Oh, absolutely. I like to make men uncomfortable. I enjoy making men uncomfortable. Not you, just
not you. Not you. Not you.
Point taken. Point taken.
Because you need to change your attitude.
So now she just inherited this beast of Star Wars. So it's dead. You know, Star Wars, you're going to have Luke Skywalker come out as trans. You're going to have Han Solo have to get his parts chopped off. And in a stunning turn of events, Darth Vader is the patriarchy. Where is this headed? South Africa. That's where this headed. They repeatedly have calls for genocide against white people. And by the way, we are getting tons of emails, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I'm passed over for jobs. Charlie, I apply here. White, I can't find a job. I've been looking for a job for quite a while. How much, and by the way, why are whites taking this? Why are we just sitting idly by and allowing corporate America to give all the jobs to non-white people and the destruction of meritocracy? Where is this headed? Play cut 23.
Must never be scared to kill. A revolution demands that at some point there must be killing, because the killing is part of a revolutionary act.
Shoot to kill. Gamaza. Kill the poor. The farmer. Kill the poor. The farmer. Brr, pa.
That's where this is headed. So he's dancing around with his hands looking like a pistol, saying, kill the boar. And he says in his speech before that, at some point, killing is necessary. And if you know any whites in South Africa, they're getting out as quickly as possible. Some are abandoning their farms that their families have had for multiple generations because they don't feel safe at all because blacks are targeting them. It's a very real thing. They're getting out. South Africa is an entire country built on critical race theory, built on DEI. White farmers are getting murdered at an alarming rate in South Africa. And it's sad. South Africa has unbelievable natural resources. South Africa is an objectively beautiful country. South Africa has parts that would make our national parks look like just regular highway driving. It's so unbelievably beautiful. And by the way, that guy that was talking is Julius Malema, leader of the EFF party, likely to be the next leader of South Africa, surging in the polls saying, we might just need to kill white people. That's where this is headed. In fact, in some ways, it's already there. There was some maniac recently that went publicly and started killing people. And it's some black guy. And he said, I just want to kill people, kill white people. Just about a week and a half ago. And remember, if South Africa murdered white people publicly, the New York Times would justify it. The New York Times would say, well, context is necessary. Maybe they deserved it. They say that when we notice the Great Replacement, they call us administrators of hate speech. But they say that kill the boar is culturally complex. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. This is worse than anybody could imagine. It's happened gradually then suddenly. We've allowed this to happen. The slipping of away of our country. And now you're going to have 50% of the country that only gets 4% of the jobs. How do you think that's going to work out? They hate you. And some of them want you dead. MyPillow is excited to bring you their biggest bedding sale ever and just in time for Christmas. For a limited time, get the Giza Dream Bed Sheets for as low as $29.98, a set of pillowcases for just $9.98, and rejuvenate your bed with MyPillow mattress topper for as low as $99.99. They also have blankets in variety of sizes and colors and styles. They even have blankets for your pets. Get duvets, quilts, down comforters, body pillows, bolster pillows, and so much more. All the biggest discounts of the year are happening now. They're extending their money-back guarantee for Christmas until March 1st, 2024, making them the perfect gift for your friends and your family and everyone you know. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Kirk or call 1-800-875-0425. Get big discounts on all MyPillow bedding products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, for as low as $29.98. And get all your shopping done now while quantities last. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. Ben Berquam is with us. Ben is live from the border. Ben, thank you so much for taking the time. Give us the latest from the great replacement of happening on the southern border. Ben Berquam.
Hey, Charlie, it's great to be with you. Yeah, it's an absolute disaster. I just finished up a six-day tour across the border, starting in San Diego, ended up in McAllen yesterday, and every point along the way, we're being flooded from Hakumba, California, to Lukeville, to Yuma, to everywhere in between, Nogales, and then El Paso yesterday. Thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of illegals coming across every single day, and there's nothing slowing it down. Every single thing that Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing is simply speeding it up. It's an absolute disaster, and it is. It's a replacement of America. It's a new colonization of America.
What is the – how many people a day are we seeing, Ben, cross and invade our country?
Well, we're hearing numbers at 10 to 12,000. So just to give you an idea, when I went to three different camps in Hakumba, look on the map, look up Hakumba, California. I went to three different camps there, and I saw 200 to 300 people in each one of those camps that are coming through every single day. And those were the ones that hadn't got picked up yet. There's a new camp in Campo that was several hundred people are coming across every day. You go out to Lukeville, there was 700 people that had crossed that day. El Paso, they said 3,000 people are crossing a day. Yuma, all the way down the line, down to Brownsville and McAllen yesterday, they said 2,000 to 3,000 people are crossing a day. So we're talking 10,000 to 12,000 people per day. And those are the ones that we know about. The worst part about this, though, is everything Joe Biden and the Democrats are doing is taking the Border Patrol resources from the border to actually secure the border to process these fake asylum seekers. And it's leaving the rest of the border wide open. So you have hundreds of miles of the border that are completely unsecure, that the cartel controls, that they're sending everybody that doesn't want to get caught. So there's thousands more that are coming across those areas. It could easily be 20,000 people a day. We just don't know.
How many different countries are represented coming across the border right now, Ben?
Over 150. The last I heard, actually, Art Del Cueto, I heard him say 180. The number is just insane. Just to give you an idea, I have a bag of IDs that I got from Hakumba, Lukeville, Yuma, El Paso, and I've got 30 different countries just in that bag of IDs that I found in 3 days. So that should give you an idea. And these are the IDs that they're dumping. People are dumping on the Mexico side and the U.S. side. They're able to make up a new identity when they turn themselves into Department of Homeland Security. They make up a name. They make up a family. They can basically say whatever they want as long as they don't show up on Interpol or terror watch list. And then they start their life. They're handed off to an NGO and they make their way into the country. So hundreds of countries all over the world. I've got money from Turkey. I got groups from Turkey. I had guys from Iran and Afghanistan. Had a group of 12 men, fighting age men from Egypt that were out in Sasebo, Arizona, out in the middle of nowhere, being aided and abetted by leftist NGO called No More Deaths out there. It's everywhere and mostly fighting age men now.
Fighting age men, what percentage would you say are fighting age men?
Over half. So that's based on anecdotal what I'm seeing and the numbers we're getting from Border Patrol and Homeland Security. It's over half, depending on where you're at. When you're in Lukeville, it's well over half. When you're in Brownsville, sometimes you got more kids. They're shifting. Most of the child trafficking happens down in Brownsville and in the Gulf of Mexico, because that's where all the child resources are on the U.S. side. You've got Southwest Keys that operates there. But each sector is slightly different. So depending on which cartel is running each sector, you tend to get slightly different demographics. But it's well over half.
Well over half. All right, Ben, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Charlie.
It's really incredible what's happening, and we're letting it happen. What is the break? I'm just curious, where is the breaking point in this exactly? How much of this are we going to take? The answer is we're supposed to celebrate this. In fact, Bloomberg thinks it's great. And you just look at the border. This is treason. This is national suicide. And what's going on in the border, of course, it's anti-white. That's why they're okay with it. Anything they can do to make white America have less power, less representation. They look at everything through a racial dynamic lens. Just keep it open. 180 countries. We're the dumping ground of the entire world. Come on in. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.